Simon & Schuster Audio presents Crown of Three by J.D. Reinhardt. Read by Kirby Haborn.
In Taronia, realm of three, a tempest has long raged. By power's potent siren call, weak men are enslaved. Too much virtuous blood has spilt in this accursed age. When the stars increase by three, the kingdom shall be saved. Beneath these fresh celestial lights, three new heirs will enter in. They shall summon unknown power. They shall kill the cursed king. With three crowns they shall ascend, and true peace they will bring. Grindor, First Wizard of Taronia. Prologue. Melchior stood in the courtyard of Castle Tor, his wrinkled face turned up to the heavens. A million stars burned above him. Their light was old and cold, but Melchior's eyes were older. Long ago, before the stars had kindled, the sky had been a barren, empty place. Beneath its shadow, the earth and the sea had been filled with darkness and strange magic. Long ago, things had been different. Melchior closed his ancient eyes and tried to summon a picture of that long-lost time and place. But his memory failed him. The past was gone.
Even a wizard cannot remember everything, he thought.
When Melchior opened his eyes again, the sky had changed. Directly overhead, framed by the hard stone of the castle battlements, three new stars blazed. The first was tinted faintly green, the second red, and the third gold. Each of them alone was brighter than anything else in the sky. Together they formed a tiny triangular constellation hanging in the blackness like an impossible jewel.
The prophecy,
whispered Melchior. His back, which had been bent, straightened. The weight of long years fell away. His gnarled fingers tightened on his staff. He turned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?